Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, beloved. It is August 12, 2015, and it's surely a pleasure to be alive this morning and to be well. Hey, sis. Good morning. And I just want to say today is day 12 in discovering the Revelation series, and I am going to be reading chapter 10 of Revelation, and the subtitle this morning says, Like a Lion's Roar. And I just want to thank you this morning, Lord God, because as I lay here, as I dozed back off to sleep, I was just awakened suddenly. And I know that you're a God who sees us. I know that you're a God who hears us. I know you're a God who goes before us. And I just want to thank you, Lord God. I want to thank you that you do not, you know, you do not hold things against us. You're a God who chastises us, Jason. And you show us where we fall short, and you give us provision to work on that which we need to come up closer, to come up to you. Beloved, Jesus is the one that brings us close to the Father. So, Father, I just want to say thank you in the name of Jesus this morning for waking us up, for starting us on our way, for making a way where there seems to be no way, for pushing back the enemy when he tried to come up against us, Lord God, to devour us. But, Lord God, we just want to say thank you this morning as we go into the exploration of Revelation chapter 10. And everything, Lord, begins with a desire, with a seed. And I just want to thank your Holy Spirit, Lord God, for, you know, always reminding me and convicting me and the children, Lord God, of prayer, of the radio show, Lord God. So you see, Father God, you know what you're doing, and you will do what you will do in us and through us at the appointed time. So just be with us this morning on this call. May your Holy Spirit speak through us, Lord. Remove everything that is not of you this morning. And just wash us, cleanse us, and make us whole, Lord God, vessels that are usable by you. And Lord, all you're looking for are willing vessels. Willing vessels, Lord. So, Father, go before us this morning, I pray. And baptize us anew this morning by the awesome power of your precious, precious Holy Spirit. And we say we love you, praise you, and glorify your name, for your name is awesome. Your name is worthy to be praised. Go before us, Lord. Go before us and make every way that is crooked straight. But I just want to remember this morning those that are, you know, going through trials and tribulations, those that are coming up under attacks from the enemy. I personally know what that looked like, and I know her sister Maureen can attest to that. But I just always want to encourage you, beloved, to hang tight. Hang tight, but not on your own. You know, call out to the Lord, call out to the Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of believers. And read your word, beloved. And I know that sometimes when you're going through a storm, it's not easy to pick up the word. But know that you could just go online and play an audio version. And one of my favorite psalms that I've been reading is Psalms 37. Because we need not fret because of those who do evil against us. And it's easier said than done. But the more we listen, the more we read, the more our faith will develop. So this morning, beloved, I just want to encourage you to cast all your cares, all your burdens on the Lord, for he cares for you. And remember, he is doing a new thing. And all we are asked to do is to perceive it, to see it, to believe it, to receive it, that yes, he is doing a new thing. And we may not see it right now, But beloved, we have to just believe. We have to just have faith. It's okay if your faith is small. You know, there was something I was reminded of. I just want to share also that, you know, the Lord is our vindicator. And I'm going to go into reading what I have on the screen here. But the Lord will vindicate us when the enemy comes against us. Know that the Lord will vindicate us. And the words say, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us thou shall condemn. So again, thank you for joining me here this morning, sis. And it's day 12, looking at chapter 10, and it says, like a lion's roar. And, you know, I praise you, Lord, and I glorify your most precious and awesome name. Your name is worthy to be praised, and I magnify your name. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, O Lord and Savior, I come this morning thanking you for the gift of life. Father, without you, where would your chosen be? Where would we run? Where would we hide? Father, the wicked are rising more and more against your children. Yet in discovering and exploring Revelation, we see that the end of the wicked is for sure. That one day we will look and the wicked's place will be no more. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you that you're a God of the righteous and you're a God who comforts those who mourn. Beloved, rest assured. And I say this to myself too. Rest assured knowing that you serve a God who's able, a God who looks down from on high and sees all our infirmities. Father, in the name of Jesus, I praise your name. In the name of Jesus, I say, yes, Lord, to your will and to your way. Beloved, I must confess to you that since I've started this Revelation series, my family and I have come, we have experienced numerous attacks from the enemy. I mean, from the very first day that the prayer was supposed to be started, we came up under attack, and the enemy is still using whomever that will allow themselves to be used to come against us. And this is where Psalm 37 comforts me, because it says, fret not thyself because of those who do evil. Okay? And that scripture does say, you know, that every tongue that rises against itself, against us, thou shalt condemn. And you know, God is such a faithful God that even when we're going through things, we create an escape, we create a way out, okay? And I could write a book on that. So he does not want this call going out, the enemy. He doesn't. However, we thank the Lord for the awesome, powerful blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from all evil, from all unrighteousness. We thank you, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the precious gift of the blessed Holy Spirit, who helps us in our times of prayer and in our times of infirmity. Because it said we do not know, you know, what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of the Lord, make an intercession for us. And that's in Romans 8:26. We can see that in Romans 8:26. So, Father, as we turn to Revelation chapter 10 this morning, may your precious Holy Spirit lead and guide us into all truth, into all wisdom, into all knowledge, and into all understanding. Go before us, I pray, dear Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So, Father, just cover us under the blood. You're a God of truth. And I believe in you. We believe in you. We believe that you are who you say you are. And we believe you will do what you say you will do. So you go before us this day. We commit this day. We commit this time into your hands. And we boldly come to the throne of grace. No, we're not going to be held on by the enemy. We're not going to be held on and pushed back by the darkness. We're going to push it back because we know whom we serve, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So, you know, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to read real quick because as I was praying, this verse stuck out into my mind. And it's Psalm 24. And I know we've been through Psalm 24 a lot, but there's a verse that stuck out in my mind as I was praying and talking to the Lord. And it says here, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For he founded it on the seas and established it on the waters. Who may ascend the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? The one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god. They will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God their Savior. So that is what stuck out in my mind, because the Lord is a God who will vindicate his children. Sometimes we get like caught up into the moment, but isn't it reassuring to know that the God that we serve is also our vindicator? Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, you gate, be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, you gates, lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he, this King of glory? The Lord Almighty, he is the King of glory. These are the words of the Lord. Thanks be to the Most High God. So, Father, we thank you once more that you are the King of glory, that you're over all things. And we just thank you for your word. The prayer call is going on, you know, despite the attacks that come. Father God, that this revelation series is going out, and it's my sincere prayer that we do come to Revelation chapter 22, because I do believe, Lord God, that, you know, many of us do not know what is to come. Many of us do not even believe that the things that are written in Revelation are possible. But, beloved, let us awake from the sleep. Let us awake from the slumber. Let us be sober and vigilant, knowing that the things that happen in the Bible, the things that happen, they are happening even now today. And this revelation here is manifesting as we pray, as we read, as we speak. And it's encouraging to know, as a child of God, it's encouraging to know, as a believer, what are the promises for you. There was a time when I was very frightened when I read Revelation as a young person, but as you read more, as you develop, as you mature in the Lord, you start seeing things revealed to you that you never saw when you maybe first read it prior, right? Because that's how the Holy Spirit works. And this is why this morning, Lord, I just want to pray for a spirit of discernment. I want to pray for a spirit of wisdom from on high. Knowledge, godly knowledge, godly understanding, that we may read and we may comprehend, and that your word, Lord, will not only edify us, but it will edify those that will hear this show. And Father, just go before us. Go before us this morning and baptize us all anew by the awesome power of your precious Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. So looking at Revelation 10, verse 1 through 2, And it says here in verse 1 through 2, it says, "Then I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven. He was robed in a cloud with a rainbow above his head. His face was like the sun, and his legs were like fiery pillars. He was holding a little scroll which lay open in his hand. He planted his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land, and he gave a shout like the roar of a lion." When I first, the image that I got to use for the series was a lion roaring, right? And at first I thought, you know, wow, this powerful here. But now you kind of think of it, you know, God is all power. There is no weakness in him. He's all power. And that is the image that I used. And that it was the verse that was the verse for the series was this verse, Revelation 10:3, with the roaring with the roaring lion, okay, a ferocious beast, right? So this is the angel that actually has his one right foot on the sea and the left foot on the land, and he gave a loud shout like the roar of a lion. And when he shouted, the voices of seven thunders spoke. And when the seven thunders spoke, I was about to write, but I heard a voice from heaven say, "Seal up what the seven thunders have said, and do not write it down." Isn't that amazing, beloved? All this time, up until chapter 10, John has been sharing what has been going on, what his visions have been, and what what Jesus is saying, what the angels are saying, and what the Father is saying. But now he's instructed, beloved, to seal up what the seven thunders have said, and do not write it down. So, if you say that is a secret that is set aside for such a time. Then the angel I had seen standing on the sea, on the land, raised his right hand to heaven. And he swore by him who lives forever and ever. He raised his hand to heaven and he swore by God the Father, who created the heaven and all that in them is, the earth and all that is in it, and the sea and all that is in it, and said, drink your bubbles here. This verse here put me in mind of Psalm 24, because we know that created the heaven and the earth, the sea, and everything that is in them. So I'm going to read that again because my baby girl here has a cough and she's right by mommy. So that was Revelation 10, verse 5 through 6. And it says, "Then the angel I had seen standing on the sea and on the land raised his right hand to heaven, and he swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created the heavens and all that is in them, the earth and all that is in it, and the sea and all that is in it, and said, there will be no more delay. But in the days when the seventh angel is about to sound his trumpet, the mystery of God will be accomplished, just as he announced servants the prophet. Then the voice that I heard from heaven spoke to me once more. Go, take the scroll that lies open in the hand of the angel who is standing on the sea and on the land. So I went to the angel and asked him to give me the little scroll. He said to me, take it and eat it. It will turn your stomach sour, but in your mouth it will be as sweet as honey. So you see, this is the same scroll. So we don't know what is written in this scroll here in Revelation chapter 10. It's a secret, right? However, see that in Revelation 10, I numbered it 6b through 7, that there is not going to be any more delay, right? When the seventh angel is about to sound his trumpet, it says the mystery of God will be accomplished. Accomplished meaning it is finished, it is done. Just as he announced to his servants, the prophets. So, you know, I try to encourage people to know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that Jesus Christ is coming back again, and he was prophesied by the prophets. The same right now how we're reading the book of Revelation, and if we were to go back in Daniel, we'll see where Daniel dreams prophesied of these coming days also. So we don't know what's written in this scroll here, but we know there is a time coming where, you know, the prophecies that were prophesied by the prophets, by the servants of God, are going to be fulfilled. His death was fulfilled. So he ate it, and just as it was said, it turned sour in his mouth. I'm sorry, sour in his stomach, but in his mouth it was sweet as honey. So looking at Revelation 10:10-11, which is the final verses, he says, I took the little scroll from the angel's hands and ate it. It tasted as sweet as honey in my mouth, but when I had eaten it, my stomach turned sour. Then I was told, you must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, languages, and kings. John, he's a servant. He's a servant of the Most High God. And we know he's the beloved disciple of Jesus the Christ, who again was exiled on the island of Patmos because of his faith in Jesus, the word of his testimony, and his faith in Jesus Christ. And we know in Revelation chapter 1, beloved, it says, blessed are those who read the words of this prophecy aloud, and blessed are the ones who hear it, right? So there's a double blessing. But my sincere prayer is that we not only read it, but that the Holy Spirit, throughout the course of even today, throughout the course of the week, that these words will just come back to mind. And the Holy Spirit will reveal to us that which we ought to be doing today. And a lot of churches, beloved, unfortunately, they're not teaching on Revelation. They're not. I have no idea. Okay? Maybe that's the word. They're asleep. I've become complacent. Want to be more like the world when we're encouraged to not be like the world, right? But to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. So, Father God, I want to thank you that your word encourages us to read the word. It encourages us to pray with all kinds of prayer and supplication. And we don't know, Father God, what was written in that scroll, because John was instructed to seal it up until an appointed time. And not only that, he ate the scroll. scroll, beloved. However, we do know that in Revelation 10, 6b through 7, that God, who made heaven and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, that he said there's going to be no more delay. There's going to be no more delay. Beloved, let that be a warning. You see, we don't even need to know what's in the scroll because John himself was instructed to seal the scroll up. So let's not debate whether this is true or untrue. If you're a believer, you should know that what the Lord says will come to pass because he cannot lie. But if you're a non-believer and you're like a skeptic and you're saying, oh, you know, they say Jesus is coming or they say this is the last day and you know, you have these excuses. Beloved, I encourage you not to do that because when we do that, we're being blinded. It reminds me of the Pharaoh and him holding the children of Israel. Instead of letting the children go, God allowed his heart to be hardened. And I'm telling you, when God the Creator allows your heart to be hard against someone or against something that you should be receiving, and you keep hardening your heart, beloved, it's to discipline you. You're going to be disciplined. So I'd rather you cry out to the Lord and say, Lord, help my unbelief. Lord, take away this hardness from my heart. You know, become humble, become contrite, because the words say, a broken and a contrite heart. A broken and a contrite spirit you will not despise. So, Father, I just want to say thank you for this verse that stood out this morning. Thank you, Lord, for reminding us that, you know, your mystery will be accomplished. Whether or not we're ready or not, whether or not we believe or not, because there's going to come a time when, you know, you're just going to have to keep on doing whatever it is that you're doing. And, you know, the Seventh-day Adventists, they stand out to me when it comes to end-time prophecies, because if you were to visit a Seventh-day Adventist church, they are teaching on end-time mystery. And I'm telling you, it could sound pretty scary, but they're teaching on end-time mystery. And I've not been to the Kingdom Hall, but I know they talk a lot about the new heaven and a new earth, and we see that in Revelation chapter 22. And I know this church here, Calvary Chapel, they had a Revelation series. But not too many churches, beloved, are teaching on Revelation. And you want to bring that up. If you're going to a church and you notice it's the same message over and over and no Revelation talk, no end time talk, no call to repentance, no change of heart, no change of direction, because the sin in the church is the same as in the world. The abortion rate in the church is the same as in the world. Homosexuality in the church, same as in the world. Divorce in the church, same as in the world. Adultery in the church, same as in the world. You know, they in Revelation here, we learn that they hold to the teaching of Balaam, and they hold to the teaching of the Nicolaitans, okay? And those two teachings are false teachings that causes God's people to err, causes God's people to sin and to fall into idolatry. And those are in the church. So let us not sit anymore and think, hey, we're not holding a degree, so we're not able to say, brethren so-and-so or so-and-so, or even to pray against that spirit that we see in our churches. We have the authority in Christ Jesus. Because why sit and perish, beloved? But I will tell you, the Bible says that he who overcomes, right? He who overcomes. So let us be overcomers. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord say he will raise up a standard against them. And I need to be reminded of that, because I'll get myself all stressed out because of the evil or the wickedness that I see manifest in this world. But we need to know that we serve a Savior. We need to know the Lamb of God that we see in Revelation is your Savior. And he was the only one worthy to open up the scroll with these seven seals that we're now exploring. Okay? See that there will be no more delay, brethren. But in the days when the seventh angel is about to sound his trumpet, he didn't even sound the trumpet yet. When he's about to sound his trumpet, the mystery of God will be accomplished. Let us seek to understand what that mystery of God is. Just as he announced to his servants, the prophets. Beloved, we can learn a lot from those that are around us, even in our own immediate families. And let me ask you, are you looking for the first coming of the Messiah? Or are you looking for the second coming of the Messiah? Because that is key to our faith. Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Do you believe that Jesus Christ was crucified for our sins? And that because of his stripes we are healed? Do you believe that because you believe in the Son of God, that you have a relationship with God the Father, and that you're now a heir just like Christ Jesus? Do you believe, beloved, that he came a first time and he's coming a second time? Or is your belief that Jesus is not the Son of God and you're still looking for a supposed Messiah? It's important what you believe, beloved. It's important what you believe and who you believe. And like I prayed and will always pray, is that the Holy Spirit will reveal Jesus to you, that you will know beyond the shadow of a doubt that Jesus Christ is the Son of the Almighty God, and that Jesus Christ is coming again, just like he was prophesied by the prophets. You know, Isaiah said, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, right? That is the Son, beloved. Even in the Psalms, when you read the Psalms of King David, they prophesy of Messiah. And we saw that he came in the Gospels, beloved. And now in Revelation, we see him alive in the heavens, beloved, as the Holy Lamb of God, as the only one who is worthy to open up the scroll with the seven seals. I encourage you, beloved, to know who and what you believe in. And don't let anything or anyone come and snuff out your light. You know, beloved, the journey. You know the walk. And Lord, I just want to thank you that you're a God who never leaves us. I want to thank you that you're a God who never forsakes us. I want to thank you that you're a God who provides. I want to thank you that you're a God who literally make ways in the desert places. Can you imagine, beloved? That's the God whom we serve. When you see no way through the Red Sea, when you see no way through the waters, but he comes and he makes a dry road for you to go through. But then what does he do with the enemies? When they enter, beloved, he closes that water. That's the kind of God that we serve. He goes before us and he's behind us as a rear guard. So, Father, I just want to praise you. Just praise the Lord where you are this morning, sister. Lord, we just thank you this morning. We just praise your name. Lord, we just thank you. We just praise you and we just glorify your name. And remember our unborn children, Lord God. Cover them under the blood. Anoint them from in the womb, Lord God. Father, cover our children from the ends of the enemy, Lord God. And Father God, I just want to praise you for who you are. For you are Almighty God. And any and everything, Lord God, that is not of you this morning, just root it so deep, root it, uproot it from within us, Lord God, and cast it away, Lord God. Whether that thing Lord God, be cast into the lake of fire, then all our souls. So, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I just want to say, praise the Lord for waking us up this morning. Praise the Lord for waking us up in our right mind. I praise the Lord for this platform, and I truly envision this platform being around for a mighty long time. I praise the Lord that, you know, this prayer ministry will not only be at home, but one day, Father God, we will be out there praying over people and being able to agree with them in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. And Father, we just pray healing over this cough. We pray healing over sickness in your children, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we bind in the name of Jesus, we bind the spirit of confusion that will want to come and cause us to act out of your timing, Father God, or will seek to displace us. So, Father God, we bind confusion right now. And we lift up spouses this morning, whether wife or husband, we lift them up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we pray over them. We pray a special prayer of protection. We pray wisdom from on high. Lord, we pray, Lord God, that you will make a way for them where there seems to be no way, that whatever they may be seeking, Lord God, that you show up in a way where beyond the shadow of a doubt, they know it is the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, go before the children as they prepare to go back to school. Just be in those buildings right now, dear Holy Spirit, as much as they may have taken prayer out of public school, but they may have said they've taken prayer to school, but we are praying parents, and we're praying right now that your Holy Spirit will just saturate those atmosphere and that you'll bind up every form of evil, Lord God. Every form of evil. So go before us, and we thank you, Lord, that you're a God who goes before us, and we thank you that you're a God who is behind us and is around us. We thank you that you are a God who shows us. You show us in your word, your will. You show us what your good and perfect will is. Your Holy Spirit speaks to us and convicts us. So, Father God, as I say that, I'm reminded to pray against the spirit of fear. Fear is nothing but a tactic and a stronghold that comes against your people. And your words, Lord God, in 2 Timothy 1:7, that you did not give us a spirit of fear, but you gave us a spirit of love. You gave us a spirit of power and a sound mind. And we claim that this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, cause us to put on your armor every day, not only when we pray, but when we wake up, when we go to bed, Lord, to put on the armor. And beloved, if you do not know the scriptures that talk about the armor of God, you can see the armor of God in Ephesians chapter 6. And I always like to encourage to start reading from verses 6. No, Ephesians chapter 6, and you can start reading from verse 10. So we want to put on that armor. We want to put on that armor. And that armor is the helmet of salvation. And I like to say Jesus is the one who saves, and the breastplate of righteousness, because Jesus is the righteous right one. And we pick up the shield of faith with which to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. And the sword, the double-edged sword of the Spirit, which, you know, that sword is the word, and that's what we need to use to cut asunder the lies of the enemy. The word, not all words, but the word. And the belt of truth, which is my favorite, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. The word said, no one cometh unto the Father but by Jesus. And we're encouraged to shod our feet with the gospel of peace. In some translations, say the preparation of the gospel of peace. And this is all Jesus. So we need to put on Jesus, beloved. We need to put on Jesus. Okay? Because he is our peace. And I just want to share here with the time we have left, you know, I have seen what the enemy can do. I have seen that he leaves, I mean, he will use whomever and whatever to discourage God's children. Okay? I see he will use whatever he can also to tempt you. If he could get us to curse God, I mean, he would have a very happy day. If he could get God's children to turn our backs on God, he would love nothing more than that. If he could get our children to say, who and where is this God that my mommy and my daddy are serving? He would have a field day. But, beloved, we cannot give into that foolishness, okay? We have to know that he's a deceiver. We have to know that he's a liar. We have to know that, you know, that his doing, right? We have to know. We need to know, beloved, that he already has an uppercase, right? F. He already failed. But he's looking for those whom he can devour. He's still looking for those whom he can use, right? But you see, even though he's like a roaring lion seeking those whom he may devour and destroy, look again at Revelation 10, because the angel of God that had his one foot on the land and his one foot on the sea, his roar was also like a lion's roar. And this is in the end time, beloved. But no, beloved, you just need to hold on. Don't give in to the lies and the deceptions of the enemy. Know and believe, beloved, that if you are a child of God, if you're a child of God, just like it says in Revelation, not to harm those that have the seal of the Almighty God. That's some serious stuff, because apparently if there are people and there are children of God that will be sealed, and then the angel, okay, that is bringing the wool is encouraged to not harm the children that has the seal, then, and this is the seal of God, then that tells you the enemy has his children that also have their seal, but it's not the seal of God. So, beloved, we really have to know how we're allowing ourselves to be used. Are we being used by God the Father? Are we being used by Jesus Christ? Are we being used by the Holy Spirit? Are we walking in the light? Are we becoming children of light? Or are we children of the darkness? To know that, beloved. Because there come a day when we all have to give account, beloved. We have to give account of the life that we lived in the flesh. Don't be deceived. It's not about dead and gone. Nobody's going to be dead and gone. We're going to discover that in Revelation, that we're merely sleeping, and there's going to be a day when we are all going to be awakened. And we're going to discover that. And I really believe, sis, these are the discoveries that we're yet to discover, that, you know, that we're coming up under opposition and oppression to, like, keep us from getting through these 22 days. But we are going to get through these days. We're going to get through these days before we give birth by the grace of God. And then we can rest assured and go on and enjoy our newborn children, knowing that we did what we were called to do. But not to cancel the show. Not to say this is too much, this is too hard. I'm not going to pray anymore. I'm not going to do the Blog Talk Radio. No, because then when we do that, the enemy got the victory, okay?
we don't know who may hear this program in the future. Just like we're reading Revelation today, it was written way back when, right? So it's the same thing with the voice on the internet. We don't know who may hear, when they may hear, and how it may help to impact their lives. So, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I want to thank you for this platform. I want to thank you for providing the resources to continue this platform. Lord, we pray for the forgiveness of sins. Not our sins only, but even those that are listening. For the mere fact that they have listened thus far, Father, shows that they do have a desire. They have a desire to know you more. And I just pray for forgiveness of sins. I pray for those that have hardened. I pray for those that have hardened their hearts against you, that they will allow you, Lord God, to just come into their heart and to make that heart a heart of flesh instead of a heart of stone, beloved. Beloved, why experience the wrath of God when we can have the peace of God, when we can have the favor of God, when we can have the love of God? Beloved, why be enemies of Christ when we can be his friend? I just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for calling us to come. Thank you for watching over us. Oh, Lord, thank you for being there for us. Thank you for being there with us. And Father, I know sometimes when we're going through the challenges of life and, you know, the setbacks, and we may think they're setbacks, but they're really not, Lord. Life is a journey, and we're going forward, not backward. Lord God, we can get into our own corner and you know, just be in our own minds, but let us not stay in those corners and stay in our own minds, Lord. But to understand that if we're going through that, so many more people, Lord, are going through similar things. And this is why we're encouraged to pray. And when we pray, all our own circumstances will change. Father, we're encouraged to praise. We're encouraged to like the scriptures say, to pray without ceasing. The scriptures say to be joyful always. And I actually have that scripture up here today. And it says, be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances for this Jesus. Okay? Don't let anything steal your joy. And when I say that, I'm speaking to myself too. But that's what I realized when I share that with my husband. I don't know if you ever realize that when somebody's unhappy, they naturally, I don't know that they know that they're doing it, but they want you to be unhappy also. And this is why I think it's key to be around people that are able to praise and thank the Lord, to be able to see his goodness. Else everybody's going to be like complaining. And you know, when we complain, beloved, we're telling God that we're not grateful and he's not all powerful to be able to change our situation, that he's not the God that calls forth light out of darkness. So we need to be joyful always as believers. We need to pray continually. Sometimes we need to keep on praying. And we need to give thanks in all circumstances. And that is not an easy thing to do. And that is not easy to do, but we know that this is God's will for us in Christ Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your word. Thank you for Jesus Christ, because only through Jesus Christ are we able to get to you, Father God. Only through Jesus. If anybody's preaching any other way to God the Father, then we know that is the Antichrist, because only through Jesus only through Yeshua. He's the only one who came. He's the only one who came as a child and lived and died according to prophecy for the remission of our sins. He's the only one who right now is sitting at the right hand of the throne of the Almighty God. And beloved, there are times when he stands up, and we'll see that in reading the Bible. And we'll see, and we saw in Revelation that when the scroll was presented with the seven seals, that no one was found worthy. No one was worthy to open that scroll but our Savior. That is a big deal. That is a big deal. But let us go forth today, committing this day, committing our lives, committing our children's lives, our spouses' lives, committing each and everyone's lives that we coming encounter with, and binding those that are allowing the enemy to use them in any form. Binding them by the blood of Jesus, according to the scripture in Matthew 18:18. So, Father, go before us, I pray. We commit this day into your hands. We commit our lives into your hands. We pray for forgiveness against those who speak our wrong. And we see, Lord, that there come a day when the wicked will be no more, when there will be judgment. So, Father God, I pray that we will turn our hearts and our lives to you, that we will surrender our all, that we will ask Jesus Christ to come into our hearts to be our Lord and Savior, that we'll give our life and follow after Jesus fully, that we will become baptized and have a relationship with the Son, a relationship with the Father. Father, go before us this day. We pray, Lord God, for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And we say, thank you, Lord, for answered prayers. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Beloved, as always, know that you can send us a message here on the Blog Talk Radio, or you could add us as friends on Facebook, Rose Dallas, Dallas Rose, the Merlene daughter of a King Jacob. And also, you could send us a message on the Facebook also. So I want to say thank you for being on here with me, sis. And as always, if you ever want to come on, just, you know, send me a message and I'll bring you on. So I pray that you have a blessed day, and I pray that you be covered under the blood as we continue with this Discovering Revelation series. And know that the Lord is doing a mighty thing, and we just have to perceive it. And I truly believe that lives, when the show gets on the road, that lives are going to be impacted for the greater good. So love you, sis. And guys, Jesus love us. God the Father love us. The Holy Spirit loves, counsels, and comforts us. So go with God. Everybody, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Peace.